Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for holding. Welcome to the 3tentos conference call to discuss the results for the second quarter 2021. Today, we have with us Mr. Luiz Osório Dumoncel, the company CEO, and Maurício Hasson, the CFO and IRO for 3tentos. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded, and during the company's presentation, all participants will be in listen-only mode. Ensuing this, we will go on to the question and answer session when further instructions will be given. Should any participant require assistance during the call, please request the help of the operator by pressing star zero. Both audio and slideshow for this presentation are being broadcast simultaneously via webcast at ir.3tentos.com.br. Before proceeding, we need to mention that forward-looking statements made during this conference call referring to the business outlook of the company, operational and financial goals are based on beliefs and assumptions of the company management, as well as on information currently available. These forward-looking statements are no guarantees of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions as they relate to future events, and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. General economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect the company's future results and lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in such statements. I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Luiz Osório Dumoncel. You may proceed, sir.
Thank you very much, and a good day to all of you. For us, it is a pleasure to be at the first results presentation for 3tentos, referring to the second quarter 2021. In this first slide, we have selected some important topics that we would like to underscore and show the work that 3tentos has been doing throughout the 26 years, and the importance that this work reflects on society as a whole, not only in Brazil, but also outside of Brazil. We do know that there are several companies that do what we do around the world, but 3tentos has been able to create a differentiated business model where the agricultural commodities, which is the foundation of our work, are later transformed into assets such as renewable energy and food. We have an in-depth knowledge of these sectors. We know how to obtain gains through the highly professional work of our team, which is a highly qualified team. Throughout these 26 years, we have been adding ever more talent and people who are fully identified with the sector, people who identify with rural producers. We also work with seeds, fertilizers, and we originate grains, and through soybeans, for example, we are able to work with other industries. Now, this ecosystem created by the company will take to the rural producer the capacity to produce more with better results. The company, through a determined management and extremely well-prepared team, is able to deliver ever better results. I would like to reinforce that in a sector that is basic, we can think about modernity, evolution, but absolutely nothing will happen if we don't have the energy, the will, and 3tentos seeks to provide healthy food in an environment where we can produce with a great deal of energy. My message, therefore, on 3tentos is that I have a great deal of confidence in the sector in which we work, and mainly in what we have going forward. The second quarter of 2021 was a highly positive quarter for the company. We had a growth of revenues of about 39%, and we're always strengthening the criteria of retail because we work with grains and industry and in the company in terms of raw material vis-a-vis 2020, we grew 158%. Now, this is the proof of extremely well done work. And publicly, I would like to congratulate my entire team and for the work that they will continue to deliver in the industry. We also had a very important growth of about 68%, which is not a guarantee perhaps, but which gives us a great deal of conviction, certainty that we're going to continue with our criteria and ecosystem delivering strong results. We have very firm margins, and we have been able to obtain this margin growth in grains as well. Grains had a modest growth, but we know that this will displace to other quarters, and this will be explained by Mauricio. Our return, and by working internally with the team, we say how wonderful it is for Três Tentos to have a return on equity that is above 35%, that is strong. And we're always in contact with the team. This happens day after day. And I tell them, we have to be bold. We have to obtain the most of our investment in the best way with safety, but always delivering the best results. And this growth, therefore, has been repeated quarter after quarter, year in, year out, during the 26 years of existence. The expansion that we now have thinking in Rio Grande do Sul, this is where we are expanding. We had the plan of having 6 stores in 2021. 3 have already been set up. We will have 4 additional ones until the end of the year. Instead of 6, we will have 7 new stores. The 7th in Uruguayana. Everything is ready to begin the store. We will be beginning in the coming days. Everything with a great deal of safety and not done in any way. This is the model that we follow based on our culture, based on our way of doing this, delivering to the rural producers these solutions that we offer day after day. In Mato Grosso, I would like to share this with you. It is extremely joyful to be one step ahead. We will later speak about this in more detail, but the work in Vera is doing extremely well. We have already worked with Marcelo, who is a partner, and Eduardo Leandro, who is an industrial director, who is heading the construction and who is there at present. They have already met with agronomist engineers, with producers, and we perceive that there's a perfect fit with this site. The work that Três Tentos does in the South is being replicated in Mato Grosso, and we're highly convinced of this and extremely satisfied that we are being that well received by the producers in the region. Now, our vision for the rest of 2021 is a very firm one. The soy grains are in-house. We're going to industrialize and market them, which is a reality. Producers are very well structured, ever more seeking a more streamlined and digital agriculture that will allow us to have more agility and better results. Três Tentos, as you know, through the web for the producer and other tools, we are delivering and helping the growers to truly go through this journey in a very good situation. Our wheat harvest is in vegetative state. It is now going to begin to grow. We also have had a very good production, and we're extremely confident with the growth. I would also like to share with you that outside of the IPO, the company has been doubling. The company in Cruz Alta that will be ready until the end of December. Now, this through the cash generation in the company, and we're working with code generation. So we continue to become more specialized. We continue to grow and expand our market share in the markets where we are settled. And of course, we continue to follow this path of food and energy. I would not like to give the floor to Mauricio, who will continue. And of course, I am at your disposal and can contribute with some ideas. Thank you very much. I will continue on with the presentation. We're going to focus on the highlights of this semester. We had a very good growth, reaching 162 million. Now, we had 163 million. We had an investment of our gross profit, of course, removing the increase in cost of commodities and of 15.4% a net revenue that you can observe was 158%, and this represents a growth of 5.5% points vis-a-vis last year. EBITDA of 2 million this quarter, and levels of profitability because of our cross-selling of 57% and an investment of 38%. When it comes to our three segments in which the company operates, seeds, industry, and retail, we had an expressive growth in the segment of raw materials. Gross profit obtained 37 million reais in the grain segment, a slight drop in our revenues, 300 and some million reais for the quarter, with a drop of 7% vis-a-vis the year 2020. Now, I'm going to speak about the situation of delay in the shipment of some of the main products, this impacting our revenue. This is a volume that was already contracted, and once again, the delivery still has not been carried out. So this is having an impact on our second quarter in industry, 69% increase. We begin the year with a greater capacity of production vis-a-vis the end of 2020. And we have a significant increase of volume, as you can see, 169% for the quarter, with a gross profit of 58 million and 96 million reais for the quarter. More specifically, to speak about seeds and raw materials in general, our three main products in the category are seeds, fertilizers, and crop protection. In seeds, we see an increase in sales volume of 6%. And when we speak about net revenue, we had an expansion of 320%, representing 4 million reais. This is a small share in the total amount of raw materials. We went from 4 million to 18 million reais in the quarter. And when we speak about fertilizers, our sales curve in terms of volume for fertilizers still has not been included in the company budget. It is somewhat below previous years by 7%. Now, the behavior of revenues of fertilizers very clearly shows what has happened since the end of last year because of the price of raw material and, of course, the transfer of the cost of raw material to the rural producer. Now, despite the 7% drop of volume in fertilizers, revenues has a growth of 223% vis-a-vis the same period last year. The margins in fertilizers are maintained, and this is a very good market in the raw material market. Now, to speak about crop protection more specifically, we had an increase in volume of 31% vis-a-vis the previous year. And I would like to highlight the producers that at present are more capitalized in the summer crop. They're investing more in the planting of wheat. And the main area for this in Rio Grande do Sul, and because of this, you can observe the growing volumes. When we look at this in terms of net revenue, crop protection had an increase of 63% in the quarter. To the right, we will see the consolidation of gross margin, and we can observe a growth of going from 9.3 million to 63 and some million. And what contributes to this gross profit were the fertilizers, the seeds, and crop protection. With this, we increase our gross margin from 15 to 23% in the quarter. And as you can see, we are above the results of the first quarter, and we continue to increase quarter on quarter. In slide number 7, we can observe what has happened with our grain market, as mentioned by Mr. Dumoncel at the beginning of the presentation. We had drop in the volume of soybean, perhaps because of the seasonality or the market dynamic. On some years, it is possible to have the revenues dropping from one quarter to the other, and this is precisely what is happening on this quarter, because of the grain trading volume, especially in soybean, where the entire volume is being negotiated with traders and all of it has been contracted. The amount still has not been delivered. And they have asked us to hold back a bit on the delivery as their silos are very full and there's a very low lineup of ships until the end of the year. Therefore, there will be a delay in this delivery. We should be able to deliver more grains in the third quarter when compared to the third quarter of 2020. Now, of course, this has an impact on the net revenue of grains. You can see that net revenue for the second quarter is still below that of the year 2020, also with an impact on gross profit. And wheat and others are at a normal level and still with the potential of having an increase in the third quarter because of the volumes contracted. When we look at the gross profit of the grain segment, we go from 20 million reais in 2020 to almost 30 million reais. And wheat, of course, responsible for most of the contribution to gross profit. The gross margin of the segment dropped 6.1% to 7.9% this year. We have 8.2% gross margin in the grain segment in an accrued fashion. We continue on to slide number 8 to speak specifically about the industry. we have had a volume growth of 29% thanks to the capacity increase that the company began at the beginning of the year vis-a-vis 2020. Net revenue with a growth of 130%, and new and brand maintaining the same volume, and with net revenue reflecting the price increase that were observed in brand. Now, the behavior of brand, more specifically in the second quarter, had a price dynamic that was different from that observed in the first quarter of the year. While biodiesel, compared with the first quarter, had an improvement in terms of its pricing, and also compared to the second quarter of 2020, when we look at gross profit now in the second quarter, a slight contraction of margin. And despite this margin contraction in terms of gross profit, nominal gross profit, the company has a growth of 24%, going from 77 million to 96 million reais for the industry. Now, we continue to have low margins this year compared to the previous year. We have 15.4% of gross margin compared to 17.4% gross margin the previous year. We continue on to slide number 9, where you can see the impact of gross profit and its contribution to the EBITDA for the second quarter. In the second quarter, 2021, we attained an EBITDA of 122 million reais, an increase of 55% vis-a-vis the previous year. Now, this increase mainly is driven by an increase in gross profit and ex depreciation, and it contributes with 57, almost 58 million reais, and contributes with a margin increase of 0.4 percentage points. Now, when it comes to cost of goods sold, this also contributes with a margin increase because of the increase of revenues, nominal revenues. It reduces the contribution to EBITDA, but in percentage terms, it contributes with 40 basis points vis-a-vis the previous year. SG&A with a negative contribution due to the increase of expenses that we had with the structuring of the board, the council, as well as some consulting services that we had to hire during the year. In the part of other income, the contribution is 0.7 percentage points. This represents 7 and some million reais, and most of this due to the sale of services and rates during the period. Now, in the second period, we had an EBITDA margin of 10.1% for the period. We go on to slide number 10 to see the impact of our financial results, a very positive financial result. In the end of the second quarter, we had the exchange rate valuation with a very healthy impact for the company of 32 million reais. Now, we think that this will be maintained in terms of cash and debt. And in terms of discounts, we had 20 interest and discounts obtained 20 million reais with the anticipation of some suppliers, where we were able to obtain more advantageous situations for this. And we are consuming very little of the working capital of the company. And of course, this is a very important point for the company. also the financial result is 24 million for the quarter, minus the negative result of 34 million for the previous year. In the next slide, slide number 11, we can see the variation of the company's net debt during the period. Net debt in December of 2020 stood at 388 million reais and attained the maximum peak of 795 million reais. I would like to highlight the working capital dynamic and the impact of working capital on the results of the company during 12 months. Occasionally, the company has a stronger cash consumption during the year, during the second semester of the year. December, of course, is the point where we less use working capital because this is a period where the company inventory is very low and it enters the harvest period that ends in June, where it has the highest inventory soybeans because of the processing in the industry. And I'm going to show this in the next slide, where you will have a view of the entire year. And in terms of cycle, the second semester is where we most consume working capital. Since the beginning of the year, we have consumed 472 million reais. We had investments of 115 million reais, most of which were for the expansion of the Cruz Alta plant and the cogeneration energy plant in Ijuí. These are two projects that will bring a great deal of results for the company in terms of energy efficiency and capacity gain, a capacity of 1,000 tons a day that will go to 2,000 tons a day until the end of the year. And the cash flow for financing, especially the part of dividends, 59 million, 25 million referring to dividend payout. Perhaps the most relevant highlight for the bar in red is the EBIT cash of the company of 241 million reais for the semester, for the half year. This helps us finance the consumption of working capital in the company. The increase in working capital, which is expressive, is mitigated by cash generation thanks to the operating activities of the company. On slide number 12, we can see the main indicators used by the company, the return on invested capital, return on equity, and net debt and EBITDA leverage. In the second quarter, even with the average amount of capital invested during the year, had a 37% investment of ROI. The level reaches 56% for ROI, quite consistent with the other quarters in the company. And in the graph to the right, you will be able to see the net debt and EBITDA ratio, which is 1.65 times net debt EBITDA, compared to the previous semester of 2020, which was 1.15. This increase in indebtedness has also been impacted. Well, there are no seasonal reasons here in terms of working capital consumption, but is also due to the investments made by the company. This result does not take into account the IPO proceeds. The proceeds still have not been incorporated into the company, but this does contemplate the investments carried out by the company. However, we still have not used the IPO cash to offset these effects. On slide number 13, I would like to refer a bit to the expansion. The first refers to the expansion plan in Rio Grande do Sul. We are throughout 5 years, thinking of opening 22 stores in Rio Grande do Sul. Initially, we had foreseen 6 stores in 2021. The novelty is that the commercial team under the leadership of Eduardo has already put up 4 stores into operation. And for the rest of the year, we will be opening 7 stores instead of the 6 that were planned. The stores of Santiago, San Borja, and Erechim began their operation in the second semester of this year. And we also have the commercial operation for grains origination. And we will be selling more soybeans in the second semester. In Palmeira das Missões, they began their operations in the second quarter of this year with a full store with the commercial part, the warehouse of raw material, and of course the part relating to grain. So the third quarter of this year, we have Vacaria and Alegrete that have already begun their commercial operations and will fully operate in the third quarter. We had the expectation of working with 6 stores, one of which would have been in the fourth quarter. Instead of this, we will have 7 new stores fully operational already in the third quarter. We go on to the next slide to speak about the expansion plan for Mato Grosso. The images that you can see are the land that has been leveled out. We already have the construction licenses that have been issued. Now, this project is underway. We're contracting most of the contractors and using local equipment. Leandro, who is our industrial director, is heading this project. We would like to highlight that in terms of execution, this project began in July, and this was a project that began to be led 10 years ago by Leandro, which means that he is the best person to deliver the project with a great deal of soundness and according to term. In June of next year, the origination unit for the plant, the grain origination unit, will already be operating fully. And the plant will start up production at the end of June, July of 2023, and will begin to produce oil, bran, and much more. With this, I would like to invite Luis to come back to speak about what happens during the year in Mato Grosso. Thank you, Mauricio. I would like to underscore how thriving this work is. Leandro shared these pictures with me yesterday. They're working at full steam with people working with full security. And of course, this will allow us to have a great deal of confidence in our facility in Mato Grosso. The work that we have been carrying out throughout the years makes us very enthusiastic so that we can continue forward with this project. Slide number 15 is a slide that I would like you to pay attention to. We have 365 days working with the producer. And in Rio Grande do Sul and Mato Grosso, we work with soybean, with corn, and wheat. And from January to December, we will be working alongside the rural producer, providing them with grains, providing them with raw material, giving them technical assistance, introducing innovations. And we have that contact with the producer so that finally they will have a company that will provide them with solutions. And we're with them regardless of the size of the producer. We will always be a company that is ready to work with all of the crops. It's useless to have a very large rural company in Sao Paulo or Rio Grande do Sul. The company has to be on the field, and we are on the field in Rio Grande do Sul and Mato Grosso with soybean, with corn in both places, and wheat in Rio Grande do Sul, besides the irrigated rice where we provide the raw material. With this, we are able to be with the producer the entire year to deliver very good results to this very important work. On slide number 16, I would like to show you the efforts that the company deployed during last year, our devotion and dedication to set up a management that would be fully committed with our purpose so that we can continue to be the company that will take to the rural producer products and solutions that set themselves aside. And because of this, we have set up a team that is truly making the difference. These people have joined us. They have other skills, different knowledge. I highlight the importance of Mauricio as our CFO, João Marcelo, who is my partner and chief operations officer, and Eduardo, who has joined us as well. Now, besides the four people that you see in the pictures, Eduardo, Mauricio, João Marcelo, and myself, we have another six directors. We have 10 directors split into the segments in which we work. We also have a board that is very aligned with Três Tentos, who has deep knowledge of the company. We have people who have gone through BR Malls, Kraft Heinz, with great expertise. Daniel Carneiro, a professional in the legal area with a deep knowledge of the capital market. Jorge Cardoso, who was the president of a petrochemical pole. He is a counselor of Marco Polo, as well as a professor at some universities. And Ademar Chardon, who for 15 years was chairman of CB Credit in Brazil with deep legal knowledge and knowledge of the capital market and credit for rural producers. We still need to define the seventh member of our board. Besides the board, we have set up two statutory committees, that of the audit and related parties, where we're working with three members. And additionally, we have the ESG committee. I myself am part of this committee, as this is a very important area. In the last slide, slide number 17, I would like to highlight how important the year 2021 has been for Três Tentos. It is a milestone for the company. We have 26 years of operation, but this is the first year for the next 25 years of operation, and we are fully confident that we will continue making strides forward. Why? We are convinced that we will have results in 2021 that will reflect what it is that we have been saying to the people from the union, to the investments, and to the market as a whole, to you who are with us. We are confident that the work that we do on the field and that tomorrow will enable us to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner on the table throughout the world needs the work that we do for this to materialize. We have thousands of years behind us, and I'm sure we will have thousands of years ahead of us. We have to keep an open mind and be aware that this evolution, this and we will not shy away from our responsibility. We will deliver positive results in 2021, growth. We will deliver this because the success of the producers is our motto. It is the success of a producer allied to a larger and sounder company. Why? Because we have a team that is focused. We work with austerity, with transparency. We do not invest or spend without a plan that this will bring back results for the shareholder and bring results for society as a whole. And for the environment, of course, this growth and productivity cannot be done at any price. We are doing it with a great deal of responsibility for rural growers. In October, November, we will have our ESG report, and we will continue on firmly. Now, the ESG seal is not what draws attention. What draws attention is the new structuring of the company so that along with the society, whether it is from the hinterlands or the large cities, can allow us to work together, not only to enhance the quality of food, enhance the quality of energy, and enhance the environment in which we live. I highlight the capacity of a truly astounding team of 1,300 people that work side by side with us to make all of this happen. We do have an ecosystem of retail, raw material, industry, and this ecosystem gives us the confidence that Três Tentos has a history, it has a present, and will have a future. And as my team says, the best is to come. I do apologize for any problem we may have had on this first release. Perhaps you were not able to hear everything. We will improve during the next releases. And of course, we're at your entire disposal for any doubt, question, or ideas. We arrive at this first release with a great deal of confidence and with a great deal of transparency so that we can deliver better energy and food to the entire world. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now go on to the question and answer session for investors and analysts. If you wish to pose a question, please press star 1. If your question has been responded, you can withdraw from the queue by pressing the pound key. Please pick up your phones when posing the question so that we can offer optimum sound. Please hold while we pull for questions. Our first question comes from Thiago Duarte from BTG. You may proceed, sir. A good morning. Good morning, Luis. Good morning, Mauricio. Thank you for taking my question. If you could please explain how the marketing of biodiesel took place in this last quarter. It was a quarter that showed a sudden drop in the mix. And despite this, we observe good volumes and cubic meter units well preserved. Once again, if you could give us more color on this, because it will help us to speak about your working capacity and your ability to work in that specific segment. Thank you very much. Good morning, Thiago. Thank you for the question. Biodiesel is already energy that is part of 10 or 12% of our market. We are allowed to reach 15%. 1213 refers to the auction in March. Because of force majeure, the government can reduce this down to 8%, which is something that happened a few years ago during the truck driver strike and happened again during the pandemic because of the increase in vegetable oils. And the percentage of share was reduced to 10%. There was an auction that ended yesterday allowing for 12%. Now, the market needs this fuel that is produced in Brazil. The market does not have the capacity to refine it. It imports raw oil and then exports biodiesel, generates employment, generates foreign currency, and mainly generates employment in the interior of Brazil. And because of this, we no longer have to import refined diesel for our tanks. What is more important is that it is a renewable fuel. What impacted this 10% reduction? We grew little in biodiesel. This also had an impact on our margins, but as we have an ecosystem where we can work with degummed oil, biodiesel, increase or decrease crushing, or even use soybean as training at specific moments, this allows us the possibility to reduce the influence of this, contrary to other companies that are fully focused on this. We use biodiesel to add value. When we go to an auction offering 40,000 cubic meters, as we did yesterday, and since September and October, we're going to deliver 40 million liters to the market. We do this because this adds value to degummed oil. This possibility of working with a balance allows us to be very calm, and we are working with this with a great deal of security. Excellent, Liz. Thank you very much. Our next question is from Bradesco BBI, Ms. Fontanelli. Good morning, Liz. Good morning, Mauricio. An excellent presentation. I have two questions at our end. If you could refer to why you have pushed back the opening of the stores in Rio Grande do Sul, and why you have inaugurated so many stores this year. And if you could refer to what is going to happen in Mato Grosso and the evolution of the plant, which are the first steps there. I will begin by answering, and then Mauricio can complement the response. The store in Rio Grande do Sul, that additional store, what is it that Três Tentos has been doing for some time? We have agronomist engineers, and I will use the example of Alegretti and Uruguayana. Alegretti was the sixth store. Stores have already been opened. Alegretti would be the sixth. Santiago and Alegretti. And when we go to a store, the agronomists go beyond that. They develop clients in other municipalities or other regions in the state. And this is what we are going to do in the state of Mato Grosso. We don't limit ourselves to a single geography or a single store. The agronomists already prospects new customers in new regions. And when we looked at the growth of soybean and rice in a crop rotation in Uruguayana, the agronomist came to us and said, we have a potential here and there. We have customers coming to seek the product in Santa Barbara, and this gives us the confidence that we can lease a store, lease land. We have leased a store that will begin operations in September, and we can begin to supply raw material. This in the seventh store, and we're already building a full Tres Dentos unit. Now, that's the reason we may anticipate this, we may speed up the process, we may stick to our plan, but when we decide to anticipate the creation of the stores because we're convinced it will bring us good results. In terms of Mato Grosso, the reception of Tres Dentos has been very good. We have been working with rural producers for more than 20 years, and we supply seeds for more than 20 years. The Tres Dentos trucks go to deliver seeds to the growers, and we have been extremely well received, above what we had expected, which allows us to feel highly satisfied. And we will continue to work very well in Mato Grosso. The civil construction is underway. It is proceeding at full steam. And in July of 2022, we will be originating grains from the interim harvest of corn. And we will also have the harvest of 21-22. And in January, February of 2023, God willing, we will have the first degummed oil and bran packaging. Excellent. Thank you very much. Our next question comes from Gabriel from Citibank. You may proceed, sir. Luis Mauricio, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for taking my question. Basically, we have 3 points at our end. First, the price increase during the second quarter of 21. If you could refer more in depth to the price scenario. And what it is that we can expect going forward. When it comes to the leverage, as you said, there is a very strong seasonality. When we look at the second quarter, there was an increase in leverage. You have had an improvement in your financial results beginning in July. If you could please refer to the part of leverage and working capital as well. And finally, to have a more qualitative discussion on the sector, if you could refer to your negotiations going forward. If there will be any changes, which are the points that you value and points that you do not value? Thank you very much. This is Mauricio, and I would like to refer to prices. I'm sorry, this is Luis Osorio speaking about prices and the price evolution of raw material and commodities. This is a matter of company management. We are never going to make a bet that something is cheap or expensive. We're always going to be aligned with our marketing, our survey, our background, and mainly our knowledge of this great avenue, which is agribusiness. Tres Dentos knows it from one end to the other allows us to follow up on the prices and to always carefully measure our margin. It's not a business based on margin. We control our costs. We deliver to producers that truly value the work of Três Tentos, whether the products are produced by ourselves or third parties. And with this, we are able to practically annul any risk and obtain the results that we have been observing during the Três Tentos trajectory. Of course, initially, we're impacted by an increase or decrease in commodities and agricultural raw materials, but we do mitigate this risk thanks to our very firm management with a clear risk policy in terms of raw materials, commodities, and of course with the products that come out of the industry. The issue of climate, which is a risk factor that cannot be controlled, not only in Brazil, but worldwide. We are going to Mato Grosso, and this for Três Tentos will be a mitigating factor. We will be mitigating the climate factor. We have had positive situations during the last few years. We have never had a terrible climate situation, but through Mato Grosso, we will be mitigating the risk. I would now like to give the floor to Mauricio. Thank you, and I will try to respond to the rest of the question. The first question was the impact on anticipating the stores on the increase in working capital. Yes, this is true in the second quarter, especially. We made the decision to anticipate the payment of suppliers for our raw material. And of course, we had to dig into our working capital more. The increase in indebtedness of the company in the second quarter, if you observe this, yes, we have consumed more working capital. And of course, this is going to happen at certain periods during the year, and we will have a debt reduction until December. Now, the most important factor that I would like to highlight was the increase in investments carried out in the first quarter of the year. 150 million were invested, along with 25 million that were paid out as dividends. So when we look at the increase of net debt of 400 million reais, we're referring to an increase in working capital of 470,000, offset with cash generated by the operation of 240 million reais. But CAPEX was carried out with our own resources. And of course, this will lead to an increase in net debt. This is the equation. The third question, Luis, perhaps you would like to respond to it. Yes, Mauricio, I can begin here, and then you can complement the response. This change we deem to be very positive. There is maturity in the process. We know that we will not continue with the auctions. The Ministry of Mines and Energy are getting ready so that they can rigorously follow up on the use of the percentage that is defined at each auction so that we can attain up to 15%, and perhaps we could expect something additional. What gives us safety is the quality of the Três Tentos product, the relationship we have with Ipiranga, with BR Distributor and Cosan. It's a long-standing relationship since 2014 when we began with biodiesel. These companies have been our clients. Of course, Petrobras is there. The ministry organizes the auctions, but the relationship is Tres Tentos with its consumer, with its main client. Since 2014, we are very proud of never having received a complaint on quality. We have never had a cargo returned. When we speak with our clients on the possibility of direct negotiation in the market, because the market is sovereign, we know that about the capacity of Tres Tentos. Many of you have seen our industrial plant. You have seen the production of biodiesel, and this is simply an evolution due to the maturity of the sector. Thank you very much, and once again, congratulations for your results. We would like to remind you that should you wish to pose a question, please press star one. We have a question from Daniel from Savola. Good morning and congratulations for your results. We have heard stories about the lack of raw material from main suppliers because of logistics problems generated by COVID worldwide. Do you expect any problems, and will it impact small as well as large distributors? Will larger distributors gain share because of this? Yes, we have heard these comments not only this year, but also during the entire year of 2020. But Tres Tentos are very well prepared for this year when it comes to raw material. We already have them in-house, and this gives us the security that we will be able to distribute the raw materials that are sold to our clients. And when this has an impact, it has an impact on small, medium, and large companies. It doesn't choose the companies. I don't think the large companies will gain more market. Those who will gain more market are those who are well prepared. And Tres Tentos with a clearly defined pipeline will be well. And presently, we're hearing rumors, China making some movements because of COVID. They have closed down some ports. Others are still operational. But we haven't received anything, and we are prepared for 2021, Daniel. Thank you. At this point, we would like to end the question and answer session. We will return the floor to Luis Onofre for his closing remarks. I would like to thank all of you for your participation, for the questions, and for the confidence in Tres Tentos. And as gratitude, we have the commitment of continuing to work in a determined way. We have 11,000 owners at Tres Tentos, basically, those of us who are a more streamlined and sustainable agriculture. Along with 18,000 clients, we will continue to evolve. We will continue to deliver quality food, seeking more renewable energy, not thinking in a one-year term or quarterly term, but thinking into the future so that we can deliver not only financial results, but a legacy that we can leave behind for other generations, with a planet and with an environment that will be ever more better. Thank you very much. The Tres Tentos conference call ends here. We would like to thank all of you for your participation. Have a good day.